Welcome back, everyone. It's 11:13 on June 26th, and we're beginning our introduction to the unit's introductions and weather. My plan in this lecture will be to address introductions and weather. If we have time at the end of the hour, then I will also go on to the next group of letters that we want to review from the alphabet, which are the glottalized plosives. Before I start talking about introductions, I'd like to address something that came up this morning, which has to do with the emotions that we experience when studying a language. There is first the fear that almost all adults experience when they try to learn a second language. If you're an adult who speaks your native language fluently and you start to learn a second language for the first time, you will almost certainly experience strong discomfort and fear. Almost everyone goes through this. The people who don't are extremely rare. The reason why it's weird is that when we learned our first language as infants, we were completely unself-conscious about it. Anyone who's observed small children learning a language knows that they experience no self-consciousness about it. They're not embarrassed. They don't know what it's like to speak a language fluently, so it doesn't seem difficult to them. Add to that the fact that infants are much better language learners than adults are. None of us experienced that discomfort when we learned our first language as children. But learning a second language as an adult is very different. First, you're not as good a language learner as you were when you were an infant. Second, by the time you're an adult, you know what it's like to speak a language fluently. And suddenly being unable to communicate in the second language, being unable to express yourself and unable to understand people is very uncomfortable. Most people feel a bit stupid and embarrassed and self-conscious. There's also a fear of not sounding right, a fear that you're not going to speak the language the way you want to, which is true, you're not. It takes hundreds of hours of practice to start to sound good in a second language. So, all of you who are beginners should be experiencing that discomfort and fear. I don't know if that'll make it easier, but please know that all of us experienced that when we started learning a second language for the first time as adults. But in addition to that normal discomfort, many of you have trauma associated with learning your heritage language, which is New Chanelf. Some of you are old enough that you even went to residential school. All of you who are New Chanelf people have parents or aunts and uncles or relatives who went to residential school and who had very negative experiences around their language. So, as I said this morning, I sometimes need to be reminded of that because I'm not a New Chanelf person. I didn't know about New Chanelf until I was an adult, and I studied it by choice. No one ever tried to take my language away away from my parents' or grandparents' generations. So sometimes you might need to remind me that each of you is dealing with certain individual trauma based on your own experience. And if you need time to process that, if you need to step back from what we're doing, if you just need some support, this is a very friendly opening space, and I hope that you feel comfortable sharing that with us. And I'd like to thank Marina for sharing with us this morning. Now I'm going to move on to Unit 5, Introductions. Yes, go ahead. Here we go, everyone. This is your introduction to introductions. The main central purpose of this unit is for you to learn to introduce yourself, to say who you are. Lots of people only have time to learn a little bit of their language, and for a lot of people, this is the main thing they want to be able to do. If they can do one thing in their language, they want to be able to introduce themselves. In addition to that, we're going to use the same words and grammar to talk about who other people are. We're going to learn to say things like, "Who is that? She's Randy Lee. I don't know who she is." Do you know that person? I know her. I don't know her. As usual, you will be expected to memorize certain conversations. In this unit, I will be giving you four conversations to memorize. Some of them get quite long because of all the different optional things to say. If you want to know what the core of each conversation is, you should always go back to the survival conversations. You'll find that self-introductions are part of the survival conversations in the personal category. And the short versions there will tell you what you should memorize first. An additional important bit that we'll be studying in this unit is how to talk about deceased people. Just like in English, when we talk about deceased people in Nuchanov, we use the past tense. So if my mother is alive, I would say my mother is Elspeth. My grandmother is Helen. But when speaking about a deceased relative, I would put it in the past tense. My grandmother was Anita May. The was indicates that she's now gone. In English, the past tense is reflected by the form of the verb. In Nuchanov, past tense is indicated by an ending, which can be pronounced mit, it, or int, depending on dialect. The pronunciation of the past tense is one of the things that varies quite a bit from dialect to dialect, so you're going to be learning, however, to pronounce the past tense in your own dialect. Today I'll be going first through the Ahadacit-Nuchatlit version of the unit, and then I'll go more quickly through the East Barkly Sound version, and that way everyone will hear something in their own dialect or something close to it. I want to start by going through the words. I hope that you can all see these. The first word is a-ichum. 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 There's a lot to say about this word. It is the plural of ichum. Ichum refers to an old person or elder. Ichum is the plural of that, elders. In some dialects, this word is also used to mean parents. Kind of like how in English we say in some dialects people use the word folks to refer to parents. But this varies a lot from dialect to dialect. These codes that you see in the Ahadacit-Nuchatlit lesson indicate that ichum is used in central dialect, but it is used very little in the Ahadacit dialect. In the Ahadacit dialect, when people want to talk about elders, the usual word they use is ma'ichtuk, ma'ichtuk. Don't worry about learning that word now. And in addition, Ahadacit speakers tend not to like using a-ichum for parents. Instead, Ahadacit speakers would just say mother and father, and they do not have a single word for parents. But if you're learning central dialect, a-ichum is both the standard word for elders and means parents. Our next word is om-iqsu. Om-iqsu. Om-iqsu, mother. A frequent pronunciation and spelling problem with this word is that people do not learn or forget that this word has two glottal stops in it. A lot of people want to say it as o-miqsu, but it is in fact om-iqsu. Do you hear the glottal stop? Both glottal stops. Om-iq-su, mother. No-wiq-su, father. No-wiq-su. Nu'iqsu. Achaq, who? Achaq. Achaqtha, named who? Achaqtha. Notice that achaqtha and achaq have the same root, which is the root for who. You also might be wondering, how would we use the word named who? It's because in Nuchanov, when we ask what someone's name is, we don't say, what is her name? We literally say, who is her name? Oh. Oh. To be. Some of you will be familiar with this word from the conversation. Ohatak. Ohatlah. Ohok. Ohok. This is a word that is difficult to explain because it's very un-English in its structure. Ahok means something like one's is, and we'll be using it when we introduce our relatives. For example, Ahoksish om Iksu Elspeth. My mother is Elspeth. Ahoksish om Iksu Elspeth. Next, Ukla. Ukla, to be named. Ukla. Uklasish Adam. My name is Adam. Uklasish Adam. Hamip. Hamip. Hamip means to recognize a person, to know who they are. The opposite is hlachuch. Hlachuch. Hamipsish, I know him. Hlachuchsish, I don't know him. I don't recognize him. Wasi, where? Wasi. Wastakshitl, come from where? Wastakshitl. Notice that wasi and wastakshitl have the same root, which is the root for where. This is demonstrating the word wastakshitl is demonstrating the fact that Nuchonalth has what we call a polysynthetic language, where things that would be expressed with separate words in English are expressed in one big word in Nuchonalth. Notice that in English it takes us three words to say come from where, but in Nuchonalth we have just a single word, was tuxit. The part that means where is the root was. The part that means come from is the ending tuxit. Next, wa yat. Wa yat. Living where? Was tat. Of what tribe? Wastata. All four of these words that we've just covered, wasi, wastakshit, wayat, wastata, all four words have the same root, which is was. Notice that the S of the root has become a hard Y in the word wayata. This is something that we'll talk about later. It's a process called hardening. We won't go into it right now. Just be aware that the word wayat has the root was. Next, hish. Hish. To be at a place. Hish answers the question posed by wasi. Wasi asks where. Hish answers at such and such and such a place. All of the endings that we saw we could add to wasi, we can also add to hish. And so these form the words that answer the question words form with wasi. For example, he yat, to live at a place, he yat, histat, to belong to a particular tribe, histakshit, to come from a place. Yes. As I was saying, the word hish answers the question posed by wasi. Wasi asks where, hish answers at such and such a place. Similarly, wastakshit asks from where, and it is answered by histakshit, from such and such a place. Wayat asks living where, and that question is answered by hiyat, living at. Wastat asks of what tribe, and it is answered by histat, of such and such a tribe. Last, two other words that mean similar things. Aqiat. Aqiat asks the same question as wastat. These are two ways of asking the same question. Of what tribe? Wastat asks it with where. Tribe of where. Whereas aqiat asks the question using what. Of what tribe? They're asking the same thing, but they're putting it in a different way. The last word should be o'at, o'at. And I see that that's another typo that I have to fix before I share this unit. Let's go through the Hadasid Nuchotlit version of the conversations. Our first conversation asks someone's name. A-chuk-thuk. A-chuk-thuk. What's your name? A chukluk. Uk-tla-sish. My name is Uk-tla-sish. Uk-tla-sish Adam. My name is Adam. Uk-tla-sish Adam. Something that I would like to mention. I hope it you don't find it confusing, but there's an important point of word order in Nuchanalth, which takes a while to get used to, which is that the canonical order for a Nuchanalth sentence is predicate first. If you've studied English grammar, you'll know that the canonical order of an English sentence is subject first, followed by predicate. Nuchanalth is the opposite. Nuchanalth likes to put the predicate first, followed by the subject. But there's an exception, which is that when we are presenting new information, Nuchanalth really likes to make that go first in the sentence. So, if I'm saying out of the blue that my name is Adam, the normal order would be Uk-tla-sish Adam. Uk-tla-sish Adam. However, if someone asks you a chuk-tluk, what's your name? The more natural order for the response would be Adam Uk-tla-sish. Adam Uk-tla-sish. Same words, but I'm putting the new information that is my name first. I don't want to go too far into that right now. Also, you are not required to know that, but some of you are ready to understand and start using that feature of Nuchanalth word order. Conversation two goes deeper into finding out who someone is. In conversation one, we asked someone their name. In conversation two, we're going to ask a broader question. Achak, who are you? Achak. This is a very broad question that can be answered in many ways. When someone asks, who are you? The normal response in Nuchanalth culture would be, my name is, I come from such and such a place. These were my parents. These were my grandparents. My grandparents came from such and such a place. What you're doing when you're answering the question that way is saying who you come from, saying who your people are, who your ancestors are, and where they came from. In doing so, two Nuchanalth people will usually find out that they are connected somehow because they both have the same grandparent, or both of their grandparents or great grandparents came from the same place. Personal introductions in Nuchanalth can get very long for this reason, because when people introduce themselves fully, they give all kinds of information about their ancestors and where their ancestors came from. For the purpose of this unit, we're going to try to keep it simple and short by restricting ourselves to our name, our parents, and our tribe. So the conversation given to you here in number two answers those two questions. Who are your parents and what is your tribe? Achak is a very broad question. Who are you? A more specific question is Achakuk Omiksu Nowiksu. Who are your mother and father? Achakuk Omiksu Nowiksu. Notice the ending uk in Achakuk. This is something that takes a while to understand about the language. This is the possessive ending, achakuk. It's a tiny little ending that changes the entire orientation of the sentence. It means that when I put that ending in the predicate, it means that we are now talking not about the subject that the mood ending agrees with, but rather something that belongs to that person. Compare 2a, achakuk, who are you? This is a question about you. Achak, who are you? The next sentence, Achakuk, who is your Achakuk? This is no longer a question about you specifically, but rather about something that belongs to you. This is one of many things that I will point out to you to make you aware of it, but it will take a long time for you to get an understanding of how exactly the possessive ending is used and eventually how to use it yourself to make new sentences. Next, one way to answer the question, who are you? Oh-sish. Oh-sish. I am. Oh-sish Adam. I am Adam. Another way to say that, Sityaksish. Sityaksish. I am. Sityaksish Adam. I am Adam. Or it's me, Adam. Oh-huksish Om-Iksu Elspeth. When I say who my mother is in a Hadasa dialect, I would usually say, Ohoksish Omiksu Elspeth. My mother is Elspeth. There's a lot going on here that you won't understand right away if you're a beginner, but notice that this sentence again has the possessive ending uk in it. Ahoxish umiqsu Elspeth. My mother is Elspeth. Ahoxish no uiqsu. Ahoxish no uiqsu Kent. My father is Kent. Ahoxish no uiqsu Kent. These answer the question Achakuk umiqsu no uiqsu. Who are your mother and father? My mother is so and so. My father is so and so. In conversation three, we will talk about our tribe or where we come from. Here's one way to ask about that. Was takshitlk? Was takshitlk? Notice that this is a one-word sentence with three meaningful parts. Was means where, takshitlk from, k is the question mood ending for you. Put them together. Was takshitlk? Where do you come from? The Nuchanoth question is just as vague as the English question. I could be asking, "What place? What's your place of origin? Where were you born? Where did you grow up?" Or I could just be asking, "Where did you just come from?" This question means all of those things, just like the English question, "Where have you come from? Where do you come from?" A way to specifically ask about someone's tribe: Wasdatak, Wasdatak. What tribe are you from? Notice that in Nuchanal, this is literally a where question. Was datak? Where tribe you? What tribe are you from? Here are some possible answers to those questions. Histakshitlsish, I come from. Histakshitlsish Siatl, I come from Seattle. Histakshitlsish Siatl. You can also put the name of your tribe there. Histakshitlsish I Hattisat, I come from Ahadasit. For those of you who are American, you can say histakshitlsish pastin at. Histakshitlsish pastin at. I come from the country of the Americans, and we'll be looking at that word more carefully later. Another way to talk about your tribe: histatasish. Histatasish. I belong to such and such a tribe. Histatasish i hattis atta. Histatasish i hattis atta. I belong to the Ahadasit tribe. Notice that the word histat has the ending ut in it. The ending ut means something like living at a place, and it is you find the ending ut in most Nuchanoth tribe names. Most names for different Nuchanoth tribes, you might have noticed, end in ut. For example, I hattis ut, Ahadasit, Nuchat ut, Nuchatlet, Tsisha ut, Tsishat, Pastin ut, American. That ending ut means something like living at a place. So the I hattis ut are the people living in Ahadas. When you say that my tribe is Ahadasit, you can say histatasish I hattis at, with you have two uts in that sentence. Do you hear them? Histatasish I hattis at. This would be easier to see if I could write this on a board where we could all see it, but I can't do that right now. So you can say it with two uts, which is somewhat redundant. Histatasish I hattis at. It is somewhat redundant, but not at all wrong. Or you can drop one of the uts and say histatasish I hattis. I belong to the Ahadasit tribe, or I belong to the people who live at Ahadas. Histatasish ihattis. You can also give a one-word sentence to identify your tribe. Nu cha nus atasish. Nu cha nus atasish. I'm Nuchanoth, and this works with any tribe name. Tsisha atasish. I am Tsishat. Pastin atasish. I am American. Vicky's pointing out that in all of these sentences where you see the ending sish, for example, Sityak sish Adam, I'm Adam, Ahok sish umiksu Beth, my mom is Beth, instead of the ending sish, S-I-S wedge, you could just have an S here, Sityaks Adam, Ahoks umiksu Beth. This aspect of this particular mood ending is completely optional in central and northern dialects. This ending has a long form, which is sish or sish, and a short form, which is just s. And those two forms are completely interchangeable. You can use the longer one or the shorter one. The reason why I'm using the longer one here is because I've found that beginners, as I've said, have a lot of trouble keeping track of endings on Nunchaknoth words. English-speaking learners tend to stop listening as soon as they think they've identified the word, and as a result, they miss the ending. So I've recently made a change in my materials, which is that I'm using the longer form of the ending, hoping that more beginning learners will notice it. That's the reason I'm using that. Next, I want to go to the East Barkley Sound version of this handout. We'll go through all the same words and the same conversations, but in the East Barkley Sound dialect. Since I've already introduced this unit, I will be going faster through the East Barkley Sound material. I'm projecting the East Barkley Sound version of the introductions unit. Here are the Barkley Sound words. E-ichim. E-ichim. In Barkley Sound dialects, e-ichim is the regular word for elders, but the elders who I've spoken to do not use it for parents. Om-iksu. Om-iksu. Mother. No-wiksu. No-wiksu. Father. A-chuk. A chuck. Who? A chuckla. A chuckla. Named who? Oh. Oh. To be. A hook. A hook. One's is. Okla. Okla. Named or called. Hamup. Hamup. To know or recognize a person. Hlachuch. Hlachuch. The opposite of hamup, to not know someone. Wasi. Wasi. Where? Was tuxit. Was tuxit. From where? Wayat. Wayat. Living where? Wasdat. Wasdat. Of what tribe? Hish. Hish. To be at a place. Hiyat. Hiyat. Living at. Histat. Histat. Of the tribe of, belonging to such and such a tribe. Histakshit. Histakshit. To come from. Histakshit answers the question posed by Wastakshit. Akat. Akat. Of what tribe? Akat asks exactly the same question as Wastat. It just puts it in a different way. Whereas central and northern dialects generally ask wasdat, southern dialects, that is Barkley Sound dialects, generally ask akat. They mean the same thing, they're just different ways of saying it. The question posed by akat is answered by oat, to be of the tribe of, to be of such and such a tribe. Oat. These are the East Barkley Sound conversations for the introductions unit. Achaklahak. What's your name? Achaklahak. Oklamah. My name is. Oklamah Adam. My name is Adam. Achakhak. Who are you? Achakhak. Achakokhak-e-ichim. Who are your parents? Achakuk hak e ichim. Oha, I am. Oha, Adam. I am Adam. Beginners are always, they always, when they try to make this word for the same time, and they put the root oh together with the ending ma, they always ask, do I really say both back H's? And the answer is, yes, you do. Both back H's are pronounced. Oha, I am. Oha, Adam. Another way of saying that, Siyaqah, I am. It is me. Siyaqah, Adam. I am Adam. It's me, Adam. Ohokwah, Umiqsu. My mother is so and so. Ohokwah, Umiqsu, Beth. My mother is Beth. Ohokwah, Nuiqsu. My father is so and so. Ohokwah, Nuiqsu, Kent. My father is Kent. Conversation 3. Was tuxit hak? Where are you from? Was tuxit hak? Another way to ask that, akat hak. Akat hak. What tribe are you from? These two questions ask slightly different things. Was tuxit hak is a much more general question. It could mean, where were you born? Where did you grow up? What is your place of origin? Or where did you just come from? Whereas akat hak is specifically asking about your tribe. What tribe do you belong to? Akat hak. Histakshitlah. I come from such and such. Histakshitlah Siatl. I come from Seattle. Histakshitlah Pastinat. I come from the country of the Americans. Histakshitlah Pastinat. O Atha. I belong to such and such a tribe. O Atha Pastinat. I belong to the American tribe. O Atha Pastinat. Nu cha nul Atha. I am Nuchanulf. Nu cha nul Atha. Most of you taking this class are women, and when you give your tribe, you will generally want to use a slightly different word, which has a feminine ending on it. Ut can refer to anyone of a particular tribe. Nuchanulth ut describes any Nuchanulth person, man, woman, boy, or girl. But in addition, women and girls can have another word that they can use, which is Nuchanulth aqsup. Nuchanulth aqsup. This word replaces the ut with aqsup. Ut is for everyone. Aqsup is just for females. I am a Nuchanulth woman or girl. Nuchanulth aqsumah. Nuchanulth aqsumah. And I will not be looking at conversation 4 yet. That is a brief introduction to introductions. We will be going deeper into this over the next 2 days. Now is a good time to ask questions on anything you've seen so far. Thank you, Vicky. Vicky was just talking about the difference between these two forms. Here's the Hadasit form in 1A. Achakthuk. What is your name? Achakthuk. And here's the Barkley Sound version. Achakthahak. Achakthahak. Notice that the stem is exactly the same. What's different is the ending. The ending in the Barkley word is hak, achakthahak, but the ending in the Ahadasit word is just k, achakthuk, achakthuk. That's one of the most noticeable dialect differences between Barkley Sound dialects and all other dialects. Any other comments or questions? Let me talk about one more thing in reference to our words for this unit. Then I will talk about what you should be trying to memorize, and then we'll break for lunch. Notice that at this point in Unit 5, we've learned three different question words. We've learned the question for what, which in Adasit is akak, what, akak. We've learned who, which is achak, who, achak, and we've learned where, which is wasi, wasi. So we know these question words so far: achak, akak, wasi. These are by far the most important question words. We will be learning more later, but I encourage you to compare these to each other as you're memorizing, learning, and studying. Compare how we make these different questions using achak, akak, and wasi. And notice the small differences between how Nuchanoth makes who, what, and where questions and how English does. One of those differences that in English, when we ask what someone's name is, it's a what question. What is your name? But in Nuchanoth, it's a who question. Literally, we ask, who is your name? The forms of these question words in Barkly Sound dialects are achuk, who, achuk, akuk, who, what, akuk, and wasi, where, wasi. They are nearly identical, but there are some slight differences in vowel length between the two dialects. What should you memorize for this unit? What you should memorize is the answers to the question, what's your name, who are your parents, and where are you from? That again is, what's your name, who are your parents, and where are you from? You'll find a much shorter, more concise version of this in the survival conversations. If you look at the survival conversations, category 5, personal, you'll see that the first two conversations, 21 and 22, are concise versions of our introductions unit. The mini conversation in 21 is Achuksak, what's your name? Oklas Adam, my name is Adam. Achuksak, what's your name? Oklas Adam. Conversation 22 is a concise version of conversations 2 and 3 from the introductions unit. Achak, who are you? Achak. Histat Ihatis, my tribe is Ihatisid, I come from Ihatis. Ahoksum Iksu Beth, my mother is Beth. Ahoksnu Iksu Kent. This boils down the traditional Nuchanoth introduction into its most essential parts. If you tell someone only three things about yourself, they should probably be what your name is, what your tribe is, and who your parents are. In response to the question, what should you memorize? I recommend starting with survival conversations 21 and 22. Once you are comfortable with those, then I recommend looking at the whole introductions unit and learning the optional alternate ways of saying things and additional things that we can talk about. Here are the survival conversations in East Barkly Sound. I'm going down to section 5 again. Let's just go through the East Barkly versions of conversations, survival conversations 21 and 22. Achuklahak, what's your name? Achuklahak. Uklamah, my name is Uklamah Adam. Achuk-hak, who are you? Achuk-hak. Histak-shitlah, I come from. Histak-shitlah-tisha-ata, I come from the Tshat tribe. Ahokwah-um-iksu, my mother is. Ahokwah-um-iksu Beth. Ahokwah-no-iksu, my father is. Ahokwah no uiksu Kent. My father is Kent. That concludes our introduction to introductions. It's now lunchtime. We will continue at 12:30. Chooch, huuksatu atlin.